while I sit around saying it. I'm a West Virginia guy, a West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy. Oh, West Virginia's good enough for me. And I say bad, la ba ba ba, bad, la ba ba. I'm a West Virginia guy with a twinkle in my eye. West Virginia's good enough for me. Bad, la ba ba ba, bad, la ba ba. It's got a one in the little, got a one in the little. West Virginia's good enough for me. Well, these three West Virginia boys, they're good buddies. They've been pals for years, and they're down by the old mill pond fishing. Well, they're all up, you know, separate areas fishing away. When one of them slips on a mossy rock, hits his head on an old waterlogged stump, and sinks under the water. Well, his two buddies don't notice it because they're busy fishing away. So they look around and they turn to see his fishing pole lying there in the mud. They see his bait bucket overturned. They see bubbles coming out from the center of the pond. They're like, my God, I think Clem done slipped under the water. Well, they throw their poles down and they take turns holding their breath and diving down. Holding their breath, diving down. Well, through the murky depths of the pond, they see an upraised arm sticking out of the mud. And they grab hold of it, yank as hard as they can, and they swim to shore. And they start administering mouth-to-mouth restitution. You got one guy pumping the chest, the other West Virginian with his mouth over the mouth, breathing away, trying to breathe away. After about 5 minutes, he goes, you know, damn, he's got the sourest breath. And his buddy who's pumping the chest says, yeah. And I don't remember him wearing a snowmobile suit either.
Grease Man.